Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph and Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. By way of introduction to the next set of Mishnayos, it's important for us to know that one of the additional ways that people would grow vines was by taking a piece of one of the vines and basically burying them under the ground. And when you'd bury these vines under the ground, it would ultimately allow for more vines to grow. Says the Mishnah, Hamavrich es hagefen ba'aretz, if a person buries a vine in the ground, im ein afar al gaba shlosh tvachim, if there isn't dirt on top of the vine that is at least enough room for three tvachim, lo yavi zera aleha, you cannot plant anything, certainly right above it, for sure not, but even in that space in between where the vine is already growing, where the vineyard is already growing, and where the future vines will grow because of the buried vine. So you have to leave at least three tfachim of dirt there in between the buried vine and the ground itself. Now, the Bartonotis points out, this is in addition to the fact that we certainly need, before we plant anything else, we need six tvachim of space in between the already existing vine, and you need six tvachim of space in between where the future vines will grow. So in addition to the six tvachim of space of the Avodas HaGefen, this is a six tvachim of workspace that you have to leave anyway, like we've learned and discussed previously, you also need three tvachim of dirt space in between where the vine is buried, and the top of the ground, where ultimately the vine will grow. And it says the Mishnah, Afilu habricha bidalas o basilo. This is even if the vine that you have buried in the ground is basically covered with a dalas, with like a hollowed gourd. A gourd's like a vegetable. It's like a hollowed gourd. O basilo, or with a pipe. Now the reason why we're specifically talking about grapevines being buried. Branches can also be buried, and that allows for different types of plants to grow. But we're specifically talking about a grapevine, the Bartonura says, because grapevines are soft. And grapevines, if you plant other things in that area, might be penetrated by the roots of whatever you're planting. And then that's a problem with key lime. If you have your grapevines being penetrated, if you have your grapevines being infiltrated, if you will, by any other roots of whatever you're planting, that would be a problem of key lime. So if you have it three tvachim down from the ground, then we're not as worried about them being penetrated, about the soft vines being affected to cause the issue of Kilayim. However, if we have the hollowed gourd or the pipe that's surrounding it, that still, says the Mishnah, that still presents a problem of we're worried that it might be penetrated, that the vine might be affected by the roots that are going to grow. However, the Bartonura points out that's only if the pipe, for example, is clay, because clay is much softer. So if the pipe itself is clay, then we're worried that whatever you're going to plant might penetrate the clay and might penetrate ultimately the vine. However, says the Bartonura, if the piping is metal, which is hard, there's no way that whatever root starts growing is going to penetrate it. Therefore, says the Bartonura, you wouldn't need to create a space of three tvachim of dirt in between the vine and the top of the ground if the pipe itself is metal. The Bartonura also wants to understand, and Tosfos Yontif discusses it as well, why we're allowed to have this hollowed out gourd, which is a vegetable, when this with the vine going through. Isn't that a problem of key lime? You have the gourd, which is the one vegetable, and you have this vine of this grapevine that is underneath the ground. That seems to be a problem of key lime as well. Says the Bartonura, we're specifically talking about a hollowed gourd that is dry. It's dry, therefore it's not going to grow, and therefore you're allowed to have it surrounding the vine. But again, you still need three tvachim, unless it's like a metal pipe, which would protect it from being penetrated by any roots that might grow from any crops that you're going to plant. Continues the Mishnah, Habricha Besela, if you were to have a rock that is being used as piping, if you will, to surround your vine, Afal Pisha Ein Afar Al Gaba, even if there isn't any real significant amount of dirt on top of it, Ela Shalosh Etzbos, you just have three finger breadths, very, very little amount of dirt, Mutter Lahavi Zara Aleihem, says the Mishnah, you would be allowed to plant different types of crops above it, because again, you have a strong rock, and certainly if you have a rock protecting the vine, then the then the roots of whatever you're looking to plant won't penetrate the rock, and therefore there won't be an issue of kilayim. Finishes off the Mishnah, Har Kuva Shebegefen Ein Mojdin La Elam in Eker Hashini. The next question that our Mishnah is going to be dealing with is where exactly the six tefachim of distance, like we said, you still, if you're planting something, there still has to be a six tefach different separation between what you're planting now and where it's going to grow. And rather between what you're looking to grow now and between where the vine is going to grow. So the question is, where exactly do you measure the six tefachim from? Do you measure it either, number one, from when it first leaves the ground and enters into the airspace, or do you wait even a little bit further until it actually starts to rise and to go straight up to create the vine that you're looking to grow? So says the Mishnah, Ein Modin Lo Ela Min HaIkar HaSheni, that the place that you start to measure the sixth tefachim from is when the vine actually starts to come up in a real way, not just when it first enters and leaves the ground and enters into the airspace. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hamavrich Shalosh Gefanim V'Ikarehem Nirim. If a person is being mavrich, if a person is layering, is putting these, So a person is layering three vines. So you have three vines there, and you want to create a second row now, but you're not creating a second row by newly planting another two sets of vines, like we learned previously. In order for there to be a kerem, you need one row of three vines and another row of two vines. So in this case, hamavrich shalosh gefanim v'ikareihem nirim. So you start to layer to do this process. You have these three vines in one place, and you're adding two vines in another place by taking some of the existing vines that you already have in the first row and allowing for a second row to grow. So Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok, Omer Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok says, Im yesh beinehem me'arba amos v'yad shmona, if there's 4 to 8 amos, somewhere in the 4 to 8 amos range in between the first row and the second row, hare elu mitstarfos, then these two rows can combine to form a kerem. V'imlav einan mitstarfos, and if there aren't 4 to 8 amos in between them, then they wouldn't be mitstarf, and they wouldn't combine, and they would simply each be their own separate set of vines, where we would require 6 tefachim of space, as opposed to the kerem, where we would require 4 amos of space in between them and planting anything else. Now, it's just important for us to remember that the reason why we need 4 to 8 amos is because if you have less than 4 amos, then it's too little space. It's just like a mess. If you have more than 8 amos, then it's too far, and then they're not considered to be combinable. You can't combine them once they're beyond 8 amos. Continues the Mishnah. Gefen sheyavsha, if you have a dried out vine, asura, it's usur to plant anything right next to that within the sixth tefachim, but ve'enam mikadeshes, but it's not usur bahano, it's not prohibited to benefit from what you're planting, because at the end of the day, it's a dried out vine, it's not a regular vine, and therefore it's really, you shouldn't do it, but it's not usur bahano. And as the Bartanura says, the reason why it's usur is because of Maris Ayin, because it looks like it's a problem of kilayim, when really it is not, but it looks that way, and therefore it is usur. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, the Af Tzemer Gefen Usur Ve'inu Mekadesh. Says Rabbi Meir, even a cotton plant is Usur, you shouldn't do it, but Ve'inu Mekadesh, but again, it's not Usur Bahana, once again, because this is a case of Marazan. The cotton plant looks like a Gefen, it looks like a vineyard, it looks like you're planting the vines, and therefore that's problematic as well. You shouldn't do it, but it's not Usur Bahana, according to Rabbi Meir. It's not prohibited to benefit from those vines and to benefit from the crops that you are planting. Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok says in his name, Afal Gabe Hagefen Usur Ve'inu Mekadesh. Even in the case like we learned previously, in the previous Mishnah, where you have 3 tefachim of dirt in between the vine that you buried and that which you're looking to plant, says Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok there too as well. It's usur to plant anything on top of it in the area if it's not 3 tefachim deep. But Ve'inu Mekadesh, but it's not usur bahano. There's no isur, there's no prohibition in terms of benefiting from that which you are planting if you do plant it, even if the vine that you buried is less than 3 tefachim from the ground. Which is important to note, though, that the Bartanura says that we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir and we don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok. So in both of these cases, the cotton plant and the case where it's less than 3 tefachim, so we assume that it would be usur, and it's also usur bahano. It's also prohibited to benefit from it as well. Quick review. Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph discussed the case of layering, where the Mishnah said that if there isn't three tefachim of dirt in between the vine that you buried and between what you're looking to plant now, then you can't plant anything there, even if it's protected in any sort of piping. As again, because we're worried that the vine will get penetrated by the root of that which you are planting. We said that if it's being protected by either a metal pipe or a rock, then it would be allowed, because again, no roots are going to penetrate that. And then the mission is concluded by saying, where exactly do we measure the sixth tefachim from? There has to be a sixth tefach space in between that which you are planting and what is going to grow. And it's said that we measure from where the vines actually begin to rise and sprout and actually begin to look like a vine. And then Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis discusses the case of where you want to combine two rows. One row you already have, and the other row you're doing this layering. You're burying it. You're burying the vine from the first row underground to create a second row. And we said that if there's 4 to 8 amos in between them, then you can plant something else. Then it's considered to be a kerem, and then you would have to wait 4 amos before planting anything else. And then we saw that according to the Tanakhama, that a dried vine, it's usher, but it's not usher bahana if you plant something in that vicinity. And then we saw Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, both opinions that we don't paskin like. Rabbi Meir saying that even a cotton plant is usher, but there wouldn't be an isher hana. But Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok says as well that when it comes to the case of the previous Mishnah where it's less than 3 tefachim, where that would be usher as well, but not usher bahana. But again, we don't paskin like that, and you would not be able to plant either of them, and there would be an iser hana. You would not be able to benefit from the vines or from the crops in either case. Have a great day.